In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Among the many reasons for the incarnation of God in the flesh was revealed to us during the trial of the Lord before Pontius Pilate. When he came and asked him, "Whom you are? Are you a king as the people claims?" He said to him this verse, "For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." One of the main missions behind, of course, the redemption of mankind is for the Lord to reveal to us the truth, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. How much clear is the message and how much confused is the truth now? Ask anyone about anything, the truth became very much relative. The people have different answers, and everyone claimed that this is the truth. And sometimes we hear it this way: maybe this is your truth, and I have a different truth. I live with my truth as this is my reality, and you live with your truth as if this is your reality. Things we need to remember when we are to seek after the truth and know about it. First of all, the Lord made it very clear that he is the truth himself. He said this in John 14:6. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." No one ever, no teacher ever in history claimed about himself to be the truth. As we were in the convention, and Abuna Anthony, the one who lectured the college people, said, all the people before Christ or even after him, maybe they say, "I will teach you about the truth. I will guide you through the way. I will let you know the life." But no one ever was able to say, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." May the people will teach and say, "Let me teach you so I can enlighten you." But no one dared to say, "I am the light." He said it about himself. Don't search about the truth away from him. If we study all the books in the world and it did not teach us and lead us to him, we will never be able to know the truth. So first of all, we have to know that he is the truth himself. And I am here, we write it in English, am as a capital letter. In Hebrew, the language where the Bible was translated, he used the word Eli, Emi, that Jehovah in the Old Testament said about himself. He said, "I am he." The word that he is the only person who knows how to say it. He is the only person who can say it. I am he, Elohimi, or as Jehovah said about himself, "I am whom I am, who I am." So first thing we have to remember about the truth, that the Lord Christ is the truth. No one comes to the Father except through him. Number two, God desires that everyone know the truth. His good will for all of us to know the truth. He is not trying to hide it or to make it difficult for us to know it. On the contrary, his goodwill towards all of us to know him and to know his goodwill towards all of us. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So his will is to make you to know the truth and also for you to be saved. When we respond to this, when we work with him, we will be able to reach the truth. Don't think that you are working this on your own or you are seeking after the truth while God is just watching over you, waiting for you to do it yourself. His good will for all of us to know the truth and to be saved. Number three, in the church, we learn the truth. And actually knowing about this, Satan, he tried to make it very confused. When I say now the church, everyone has his own interpretation. Which church? Look at this verse and meditate on it carefully. I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the foundation of the truth. The church is the pillar and the foundation of the truth. What is the meaning of that? What will happen to any building when we take away from it the pillar and the foundations? We know what happened, it will collapse. No way we can know the truth away from the church. But now come the question, which church? Everyone claims that we are the church that proclaim the truth. We are the church that teaches the truth. Actually, when we say church, we refer only to the one, only, holy, apostolic church. The one that was founded by the Lord and the church was won during the first five centuries of Christianity. This is the church whom we refer to. The church who interpreted the Bible and lived with it during the time of the apostles and afterward. If you want to know who is the church, what did the father say about something, go back and see how those people lived. We still till now utter the creed, and we say in it that we believe in one baptism for the remission of sins. When anybody come now and say no, baptism is not important for the remission of sins, this is not what the church reveals and teaches us. There is no way that everyone can claim to himself the right to define and divide the truth. The truth is to be revealed to us, to be taught to us in the church, the Lord's body, the Christ's body. Be careful with this point. If you want to know what God meant by this, you have to come to the church. Sometimes people come and say, Abuna, does your church is the only one, the Coptic church is the only one that know the truth? And let me ask you back, is because we say that we are an apostolic church, does the truth shared by everyone? Is the truth in every church? If you say no, then this is what we are asking you to do. Be careful to examine every faith, to be careful to know that not every place has the truth. Not every place that claims to be a church holds the truth. When we say the church is the pillar and foundation of the truth, this gives weight to this found this organization that the Lord instituted himself. Number four, things that we should know about the truth. The truth is absolute. I think maybe this is the most politically incorrect word that anybody can say in our age now. When you say about anything is absolute, this is an offense. Why? Because when you say the truth is absolute, this means that maybe some people will be wrong. And this is something that people do not like maybe to say and speak about it now. The truth is absolute. The word of truth divides between what is right and what is wrong. We never hear the Lord himself answering any question by, maybe you can live it this way, I will live it this way, you are right and I am right. We never hear something like that. We always heard from him things which are very clear. This is right and this is wrong. This is where I want, what I want you to do, and this is what I do not want you to do. When he spoke about baptism, he said that unless man is born again from the water and spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Very clear. When he spoke about the bread and wine that he broke and he blessed on the last Sabbath, he said, this is my body and this is my blood. He didn't say, maybe, if you consider it my body, good and well. If you do not consider it, fine with me. There is nothing like this. The truth is the truth. This is right and this is wrong. We will always have to remember this and live with it. We know about the truth as much as God reveals to us. It is up to God to reveal to us. Sometimes things are not revealed. Questions we do not have answer. Then when we do not have answer, we should not say then we do not know the truth. What is the meaning of this? People sometimes claim that, okay, Abuna, we understand this. The Lord Christ is the truth. What about this man who was born somewhere and he never saw the, he heard about what is going to happen to him? Is he going to perish? We do not know. The answer as simple as this. I do not know. We teach what we learned. We communicate what was revealed to us. It is not up to us to invent things or to say, because we do not know, then there is no truth whatsoever at all. Also, the truth sets us free, as the Lord said, but does not bind God. What is the meaning of this? Sometimes when we say, baptism is essential for salvation, as we believe, as we utter in the creed. Then people come and say, okay, this is the truth, Abuna? And you say, yes. He come and say, what about the right thief? He was not baptized, and he made it to heaven. Let me ask you a question. When we say that on red light, you have to stop, then can you come and claim, Abuna, no, you are not right, because I saw yesterday a fire truck running, and they did not stop at the red light? Can we use this in order to say that, okay, and then this proves that you should not stop at the red light? Then you have a case. If you are a fire truck, then go ahead. But the truth will be, when you see a red light, you have to stop. This is the truth. When the Lord said it's essential for us to be baptized, when the apostles baptized all of those people in the book of Acts, when every single person who received salvation, received the faith, was baptized, including St. Paul himself, how can we say that because of the right thief, then we should not be. Baptism is not essential. Because I saw the fire truck running through the red light, then the red light rule is not a mandate. The truth is there to set us free, but does not bind God. He is the truth. He is the founder of the law. It is up to him to run it the way he wants. But when he says something, this is important, you cannot make it unless you are to be baptized, then we have to believe in that and live with it. Last thing, knowing the truth means to live according to it. We can sit and meditate and maybe say that we know this and this. Unless we put our knowledge into life, it has no meaning whatsoever. Sometimes we boast being in the Coptic church, we learned the apostolic faith, and we kept it. We are so proud. But meanwhile, if we don't live it, all of this knowledge will never avail us anything. The Lord, we hear this in 1 John. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. We are requested to love in the truth. We requested the knowledge of truth should make us to live according to it. Also, for I rejoiced greatly, St. John as well, when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. We are requested to walk in the truth, not only to boast that we know it on the level of the intellect. Always, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. St. Paul, he is rebuking the people who just know. They hear. They come to the church for many, many years to listen, but they were never able to know the truth. They meditate on things intellectually. They just know it as facts. But at the end of the day, when they come out of the church, they do not live what they learn. My brethren, today, the Lord is giving us one of the reasons for his incarnation. He came to bear witness to the truth. We have to live up to the truth that we learned. We have to believe in it. We have to divide what we know, how we live according to the word of truth, what is right and what is wrong. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.